Hey y'all. Long silence because I had this very hard epiphany. It's not hard, it's like part of life, but it's like, damn. I'm looking at my nieces and my nephews, right? And they tell how old I am. You know, like, they're indicators. That's what it is. They're an indicator of how old I am. And I look at them also in relation to, like, my friends. Because my friends who I've known since 2013, I'm talking about my college friends. My high school friends, I've known them way longer, obviously. College friends, 10 years, 2023. I started college in 2013. And at the time when I started college, Serena, my youngest niece, was 4 years old. And they all met 4-year-old Serena. And now, when they ask about her, and, you know, they always check in, because obviously my friends are now my family, so they're always checking in. And I tell them that Serena is 14 now. And I feel like that might not be a big thing to a lot of people, but, like, 10 years has gone by. There's a new baby. You guys, like, probably see Noah, who is my grand-nephew. He's the son of my niece. He's also 4 now. So now there's, like, another cycle, and my friends and I have reached a 10-year mark. And all of this has just got me thinking about time and how fast time is going, and I'll be 29 next year. Ooh, that kind of hurts to say out loud. I will be 29 next year, and it's gonna be the last year of my 20s. And I'll be honest, I don't feel like my 20s has panned out the way I thought they would. I feel like I thought more would be happening at this point. I'm not upset at all. I'm not upset at things that didn't happen. I'm not crying over spilled milk or wondering why not me, why not me. Like, I understand some of the roads that I took and had to take. More importantly, had to take. But I'm in the last year. And there's no, you know, people are like, there's no timeline. There's a very, I have a very weird thing with the whole timeline thing. Because there's a part of me that does not feel there is a timeline. I didn't think I'd be married before 30. I got married at 26. I thought I'd be in New York City for a really good chunk of time, and I have since moved to Columbus, Ohio, and then to Mexico City, and then now not even sure if I want to go back to New. Like, so many things have changed in that timeline. But now, thinking of the fact that I'm going to be entering, my birthday is February 26th, by the way. But realizing I'm going to be entering that last year of 20s is, I don't know, it makes my mind, like, itch, like my brain itches when I think about it. So I just wanted to talk about it, and I want to talk about getting older and some of the wishes I have. The camote. I feel like they're just gonna be they're just gonna be a reoccurring sound. It's literally just my hype man now. But yeah, I wanted to talk about that, just how it feels to be getting older and seeing how relationships have changed and what I'm feeling at this current moment in my life, and then some of my wishes that I have for my last year of 29. And, you know, it's now September, and these could all change. Like, I could very much by the time my birthday comes, I can have a whole new list and something could change in my life where I, you know, I want a different thing. So, yeah. Honestly, it feels like just yesterday I was 25. And you know what? I think this also ties into the COVID thing too, because I turned 25 when COVID started. Like, I was in, when COVID started, I came to Mexico City for a week. And then when I got back, there was probably like a week or so before everything shut down. That year was probably one of the toughest years of my life in terms of my 20s. I had a really great time in my 20s. And I'm going to tell you the secret to having a really great 20s, especially early 20s, is to get the fuck out of your hometown. That's like, for me, and yeah, for me especially, I had a really great time in my early 20s because I did not live in my hometown and because I did not live with any authority. Some people need that security, which is fine. I had to work my ass off to not live at home. So 20 to 24, right, was great because I had been in college from 20 to 22. 22, I graduated, or like, yeah, 22, I graduated, and I was out in the big world. I was just fresh out of college, just had got a degree, got a cool job, was doing little side hustles, making my money, doing it up, and I had so much freedom. But also, there's a difference, because it comes down to how you manage your freedom. Anybody can have that freedom. You could work and you can go get yourself a little room or something. But if you don't know how to handle your freedom, then you're not going to cherish it. It's not going to be worthwhile to you. So a lot of my early 20s was me dating, getting rid of some friends that didn't really work for the lifestyle that I wanted, rediscovering the things that I like, and then taking all that stuff to like kind of apply to like real world stuff, I guess. I wasn't taught a lot. We talked about this episodes before, how a lot of what I know as an adult are things that I had to teach myself. And you know, sometimes I feel annoyed by that fact that I had to teach myself a lot. But also I'm very grateful as well, because I think that, why does it feel closer? It feels like it's even closer now. But yeah, I feel like me having the opportunity to teach myself certain things allowed me to do it right. Like, this is gonna sound probably bad, but in a way that was conducive to me, because I don't feel like I would have gotten much out of the way my family was trying to teach me stuff, or not, I don't know. But 25 came. 25 came and it was COVID right after. And so there is a part of me that feels like 25 sucked for a number of reasons, because it sucked because of where I was, because after having this 8-year stretch of not living at home, not having anyone to clock me or do anything, I moved back home. And big mistake, first of all. Big mistake. That was a serious L. I ended up dating someone who ultimately was not good for me. And I let that drag on way longer than I was supposed to. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes people gotta feel. And I'm one of those people, like, sometimes I am one of those people. As sharp as I can be a person whose brain is literally a marble. Like, I can be sharp as a marble sometimes. And 25 showed me that, because I thought I had it all figured out before then. And then I learned easily that it could be me. I could run into a situation where I am feeling somebody so much that I ignore a lot of signs. And it happened. It happened to me. And 25 became so bothersome because of that. And I don't think I really got my grip on things until probably 20... Maybe 27. All of those years are kind of a blur. They're all kind of mushed together. But I think 27 is when I kind of got a handle on it. And I had, at that time, gotten a job that I really, really wanted. Making the money that I really, really wanted. So I could now, like, at the time, I could only work one job. Because before, I had only been working tons and tons of jobs, and I hated that shit. I liked it because of, like, meeting people. I liked it because of the money, obviously, but to have so many jobs is a surefire way to, like, lead yourself to burnout. So it just wasn't something I wanted to do long term. So at the end of 2021 is when I got married, as you guys probably know. Or if you don't know, yes, I got married at the end of 2021. And I had got this new job. I had got, everything had been flowing, finally. 27 is when you really feel like, at least for me, is when I really felt like, okay, we got it. A little bit. We get it. We're making strides. We're understanding adulthood more. And a lot of people might have figured that shit out way earlier. Like, early 20s, people like to say they're so mature. But I feel like 20s is really you starting over, like, from being 10, right? So from 10 to 20, you have all those years where you're learning how to become a teenager. And I feel like from 20 up until now, I'm still learning how to be an adult. Sometimes I don't feel like being an adult, and I don't really have a choice. Sometimes I do have a choice whether or not I want to be as responsible as I need to be, but I don't really have a choice but to be an adult. At the end of the day, my responsibility and my actions are my own. So yeah, 27 felt like I finally got a hold on things. And I think 28 kind of sent me to hell. 20 end of 27 into 28 kind of sent me to hell. And it really opened my eyes to a lot of what the real world is. In terms of, you know, like, sometimes you don't get exactly what you want. Sometimes you really don't have it in you to push through, and you don't have a choice but to push through. And I knew all those things, but I wasn't feeling it as intense as I did over the past, like, year and a half or so. Being married was such a huge transition in my life. And learning this new commitment was different. Because it's not a commitment where you run away easily. You know, like, just in a nutshell, it's not a commitment where you can wake up, decide it's done, leave, and close the chapter, and it's done. There are more steps. There's more of, you might want to hold on a little bit more. You might want to think about things a little bit differently. And, like, you know, I, as a married person, like, married young, because 26 is very young to get married, in my opinion. As someone who's married at 26 and now 28, it just feels young. It feels so young. And I have no regrets, of course, but I think if I were to do it all over again, I would wait until I was about 35, honestly. I have a little bit more of that, you know, that thing that develops in your head when you're 25. I would like that to be calcified and like solidified before I make the decision to do something long term, like a marriage, because so much goes into a marriage. But that leads me here. And over the past year, in this 28-year-old body, I feel like I've learned more about myself in the past, from COVID until now, than I knew about myself in my whole life. And that's insane. The past 3 years, 25, 26, 27, 28, it's 3 years. I'm counting four. Whatever, I can't count. I still can't count. Maybe next year I'll learn how to do that. But from 25 to 28, I learned so much about myself. I learned about how many, like, the things that I value, the things that I want in my partner, the things I want in their character, the things I want to see from my friends, the things... All of those things have been made very plain to me from 25 to 28. And I love that for me. It has not been easy. Don't get me wrong. None of that discovery has been easy. It's discovery that happens through crying. Discovery that happens through being pissed off, wanting to stab somebody, go crazy OJ on somebody. Like, it's been through all of that, through pain, through laughter, through every kind of emotion I could possibly feel. I just don't, like, it's not easy. And I didn't expect it to be, because a lot of it is you dealing with someone else, whether it be your mom, your dad, your sister, your partner, your friends, your old friends, like cousins, whoever you deal with on a day-to-day. It's not just you, it's also in with them as well. And so I just learned so much. And I love it. It's not fun, but I love it. And I am appreciative. And I'm so happy at the fact that it grew me into this woman. This 28-year-old, honestly, child. Can we not? Do I have to be a woman? I'm 8 years old, all right? I'm still figuring some things out, so please. But yeah, and now this leads me to here. And I'm looking at these babies in my life, how, like I mentioned, and I'm watching them grow. And little Serena, who was 4 years old in 2013 and is now 14 and just starting high school. And looking around her and seeing who her support system is, and knowing that I can be of service to her is great. It makes me so happy. And I hope that the guidance that I provide can help her to avoid a lot of the stuff that I couldn't avoid growing up. That I couldn't avoid in that particular part of my life where I had to go through growing pains, literally and physically. Like, you grow boobs and stuff, you, like, periods, come on. It's like so much. And 20s is so much in its own way as well. So it's like, I don't know. I really, all the things that I had to learn were, a lot of it was harsh realities. And I'm hoping that the kids in my family don't have to also go through harsh realities and then get to 29 like me. And when they reflect on a lot of the harsh, because that's where I'm at. I'm at 29. I'm grateful for 29 coming up, and I'm grateful for the woman that 29 is gonna be. But it was like at the expense of all these damn hard truths is a lot. So that being said, I want my 29th year to be so great that when I look on it, and when I look back in the next 10 years or so, and I look on my last years of the 20s, I have great things to say. Like, I know this is going to come at the expense of a lot too. It's going to come at the expense of cutting some people out. It's going to come at the expense of being very disciplined. It's going to come at the expense of not splurging, you know, being just getting things in order. But I want to look back at 29 and be like, girl, you did that. Because that's how I feel about, that's what I feel about the latter half of 28. I feel like the beginning of 28, I was still navigating some stuff, still navigating marriage stuff, still navigating new home stuff, like all of that. And then I feel like toward the end, now, this later half of 28 is where I'm like, okay, you're doing it. You're doing what you want to do. You're doing what you said that you were going to do. In terms of movement, I've always done what I said I'm going to do for myself. But in terms of traveling, exploring, doing all that stuff, sometimes I don't always do it. And this was the year that I was like, pick it up. We're going, we're doing it. It doesn't matter how we're doing it. Just, you know, take a step and let God lead the rest of the way. I love that. I love living in that. And that's what I want to do for the last year of my 30s, to catapult me into 30, where I'm like, I'm doing this. This is what I want to do. I'm not harming nobody. I'm going to be happy to do it. Let me just do it. That's what I want. I see more travel in my future, of course. More fun. I see more time with my friends. Like, I'm just, I want more. One of the episodes when I'm talking about Mexico City in my last month, after like my 3 month stay in Mexico City, my last month was focused on more, and it was unintentional. It was just me pushing myself and knowing that I wanted more and just putting myself there to be like, girl, go do it, go get it, go. You ain't got nothing to stop you. Nothing. You have nothing. You have no children. You have no responsibilities. And yes, I understand I am married, but my husband is not my direct responsibility in terms of I have to watch him and take care of him and make sure, like, no, I take care of him in the way that a partner should and nothing more. I'm not his mom. So yeah, that's, for me, 29 has to be that. It has to be the year of more. Because if not, then what? Like, how do I step into my 30s? I'm trying to build a foundation for 30. And I think if I use 29 to do more, to say more, to accept more, to be all about more in abundance, then I start my next decade off with abundance. That's exactly what I want for myself. That is my greatest wish for myself. That 30s, because everyone's like, oh, 30s is like your 20s, but like you have more money. But like, I don't want it to just be that. I want to be the baddest. like Trina, I want to be the baddest. I want to be like I want to be that girl. And I've already felt that way. I've always been kind of like, I'm gonna get it done one way or another, but I want that to be on 100. I want that to be on 300 by the time I'm 30. Unstoppable. Nothing phases me. I can just go, you know, I want that. So, and I'm just claiming all that now. I'm claiming all of it. I'm claiming every single piece of it. And if anyone else is 28, 29, and I know, even if you are, because I do consider myself successful. I've done a lot of the things that I've wanted to do with my life. I've said a lot of things that I've spoken into existence. I've gone places that I've always wanted to go. I've seen artists that I've always wanted. Like, I've done I've done it. I've done things. And now I just want to take it another step. Like, I just want to keep going. I just want to... Honestly, the theme song for my 29th year, and this might change, because when my birthday actually comes, I think I'll actually do like a list, like a bucket list, before I kick the bucket to my, ooh, I like that. I'll do a bucket list of things that I want to do before I kick the bucket on the 20s. So I want to do that. But for right now, it's just more. I'll have a complete list when the time comes. The theme song for my 29th year is going to be Run It Up by Tyler, the Creator. And if you listen to that song, the whole intro is him like hyping himself up. And he's like, I've never been afraid. I never had anxiety. And he might have had all these things for real. Like, you don't know that. But the point is that regardless of having that, he was able to do whatever the fuck he wanted. So that's where I'm at with it. That's where I'm at. I'm doing it scared. I'm doing it with doubt. I'm doing it with not as much money as I think I need for it. I'm doing it. And nothing, I'm not going to let anything stop me because I want that foundation for 30s. And then, I don't even know what, I can't even say what happens after that. But I want to just build that foundation. And that's where I'm at. My biggest wish for 29 is just to go hard, to run it up, and to make up for those years of, I'm not saying make up in terms of like the regret that I feel or anything, but I want 29 to leave such a great impression that some of the other years don't even matter, or they were worth it. They were worth it. Some of that pain I was feeling and that letting go and all that stuff, I want to make sure that it was worth it. So that's where I'm at. I'm rambling, so I'm going. Bye, y'all.